This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2021 Gemini New Moon Solar Eclipse. The new moon takes place on June 10, 2021 at 3:52 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 6:52 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 10:52 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 19 degrees Gemini, 47 minutes, 19 degrees Sagittarius, 47 minutes. The power of words is squarely in the sights of the Gemini New Moon Solar Eclipse. As with last month's Sagittarius Full Moon Lunar Eclipse, it's targeting both sides of the concept, form follows thought. Or, in many cases, emotion follows thought. Goodbye to any notion that Gemini and Sagittarius are exempt from feelings. This pair of eclipses is demonstrating the real-world power of words and beliefs. Sucker-punching people, stirring passions, anger, heartache, and pain, and in general, escalating and spotlighting actions that flow directly from what we think, say, and espouse. The lunar eclipse brought a major turning point in the role of our information flow and beliefs, and already altered many a relationship. The solar eclipse moves the process from purging to lunging forward, from releasing outmoded beliefs and philosophies to embarking on a dramatic new stage of thinking. A terrific amount of retrospective data is flying, despite the forward focus. This eclipse is at the same spot as solar eclipses in June 2002 and 1983, so themes are likely resurfacing from those times. What's familiar? What's different? What's evolved into another form? More obvious is the cyclone of misunderstanding, confusion, do-overs, and ghosts from the past, byproducts of the new moon's ruler Mercury being retrograde and smack on top of the new moon. Your own words may come back to you. Past pals, business, problems, files, even pieces of paper may surface. The tumult may kick up loose threads, dropped projects, and unfinished conversations in business. The flurry may obscure, downplay, or seem to stall the upgrades and restarts. They're occurring, though, no matter what anyone may tell you, and you may be told quite a bit. The new moon-Mercury combo is squaring dreamweaver-fogmaker-Neptune, a harsh contact that is whipping up gaslighting, confusion, and wooziness in general. The one thing that you know for sure involves your own mind, and even that may be easy to question. The dichotomy of old versus new comes through in another influence, the ongoing challenge between Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus. This is stress-testing new constructs and the viability of grids and systems, networks, and communities. The aspect is bringing the second round of a process that peaked in mid-February, so you may see more to the story from then. Big collective news items then included the British royal family, Prince Philip's health, and the Sussexes' pregnancy, and the power grid failing in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. The square is exact June 14, but it's effectively woven into the eclipse. Since Saturn is firmly in position, as he's been for weeks, and Uranus closing in, this exacerbates the breakdown potential inherent in a Mercury retrograde. The combined impact will hammer flaws and instabilities in technology, coding, and equipment. Don't be surprised if replacements result. Saturn-Uranus square developments color the information reset growing out of the eclipse. They also may point out the need to think differently or to rewrite or reframe narratives we're telling. And of course, they will pummel outmoded or compromised technology. There's more to all the stories which unspool into December. The eclipse reboots play out until the Sagittarius New Moon solar eclipse December 4th, which wraps up the current eclipse cycle. The final Saturn-Uranus square takes place on December 24th. Pay attention to what you're saying to yourself. Pay attention to the words you use to describe your life, your possibilities, your future. Pay attention to the quality of the information you share, the vibe and reliability of your news and information streams, and the stories you repeat. You don't have to keep a storyline just because it's been there. Rewrite, reset, reboot. You'll find lots more info in my Mercury Madness conversation with Donna Woodwell, which was on Celestial Compass. The link is below. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to listen to my weekly podcasts. Sign up for my newsletter and book a session with me. I host lively conversation on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited in the group The Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/KathyBeal, and I'm really grateful to the people who are supporting my work there. I post on Instagram at KABeal and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.